Okay. To be continued, we said. So let's continue. There's TBC and then there's LC. Let's continue. To be continued. And then let's continue. Seder. Resh Nun Vav. Continue now. Oh. So we spoke about the importance of understanding that we're here to invest. This world is not about this world in itself. Obviously, there's a lot of this world that's necessary, important. I'm going into that now. The Ikka is the next world. This world is a way of preparing. It's the Prusdor Livnat Traklin. It's the preparation room for the big banquet. So we'll see that this generation has an unusual opportunity to prepare for the next world, perhaps much easier than previous generations. Let's have a look. Nirka Daim Loya Dorka Dorenu Shabo Kaimasev Sharutla Nirhulavate Kviyokola Vukorishboku Kumo Bedorenu. We spoke about this earlier, but when we discuss it again, but we saw that this generation has an opportunity of sumera that very few generations ever had before. En masse, I'm talking about. There were a few individuals, rare wealthy individuals, who maybe had this nitzoyin, but by and large, Yidden, over the years of Golus, the Ikar Avoida wasn't sumera. It wasn't that difficult to sumera, to turn away from evil. There's aset toiv and sumera. There's the doing the mitzvahs and then there's avoiding the avirus. This generation has more things to turn away from and say no to and say, I'm not getting involved in that than any previous generation. I think that's poshut. Alifnei eser or esrim shana, okay, so let's say if they 20 or 30 years. Forty years ago, you want to make it Poseidon. Not that long ago, a Jew that wanted to a Ruach Shtus came into him and he wanted to go out and enjoy some of the pleasures of this world. He was very limited. Not very easy to leave. Yeah, and go and involve yourself in the heaven of the world out there, the seductions of the world. Even somebody who had real means, the world was limited in what it could offer him. Law came by Yameinu. Not like that today. Today, with one push of a button, a person can be involved up to his eyes in all the tumah and the shmutz and the hevel of the world out there. And it's about to get much worse. If you thought the internet was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. These were shemot given about 20 years ago. Yeah, 30, 35 years ago, yeah, it was just starting to raise its ugly head. Yeah. And he saw the problem then already. I was with him 20 years ago in the car, and he was already saying there's marriages that can't be saved anymore. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's why he said, if before 10 or 20 years ago, because he was talking right at the beginning. This was at the beginning of the year. Yeah, they all saw it. Rav Pinker saw it with the first cell phone. Huh? So that could be a later printing. So the first one came out. And they were also, remember, the Sforim weren't written. They were based on, sharing that would be given much before that. Samach Aleph. Yeah, it's 22 years ago.
That was very
interesting. That's What I said, it was just.
No, but what you're saying, iPhone was.
Rav Pinkas held. No, you just have to be able to extrapolate. How come on, if me not? Rav Pinkas held up his little cell phone and said, this is going to destroy the whole of the Jewish people. I understand technology and understand where this is going. We all saw it. Who didn't see that one day they were going to take all the tools and put them into one machine? You didn't see that 20 years ago? Who today can stand here and not say, I can extrapolate three years down the line and see what artificial intelligence is going to do to the world? What it took the internet 50 years. There's a point of shalom in the world. I'm just saying what the nefainists are going to be, what the internet did in 50 years, this is doing in 1 or 2 years. And it's getting quicker and quicker, like we would find. Nothing new under the sun. So anyway, let's get back to our subject. We're trying to see how to utilize all of this to get to the neighbor. That's our job. Everything in the world is a share, and it's there for us. We need to see how we can utilize this to go to greater. Let's see. Maybe the way you use it is by avoiding it. The way you use it to go to greater is by saying no. Let's see. You think according to it, you know, internet. You don't have to go out into the dark alleyways and to go, you know, crawl around in dirt, dungy neighborhoods. You don't have to put a mask on. But like the Gemara says, you know, put on other clothes and go off and do what you need to do if you have to do it. Today's not have to sit in his room and do it anymore because they didn't have smartphones in those days. Today, you don't have to even sit in your room. You can do it wherever you are. It's in the palm of your hand. And everybody's alone and he has to deal with this nisoin, and it's not a poshut nisoin, but it's gavaldik. Nobody other than the Boira Olam, and he knows what's going on.
It's not the case. Everyone knows. Take on track what you.
Yeah, but your wife doesn't know. Your wife doesn't know. Your boss doesn't know. The Rav doesn't know. The Talmidim don't know what the Ravs do. Yeah, you're right. But I'm saying the ones who care don't know.
I want to help you and give you more. That's what you need to do.
They even get you to talk about them instead of learning Torah. And that's not a joke. Spend hours talking about things. Well, mama, she's irrelevant. Person's miserable, he's depressed, he's alone, he's a little bit empty, there's a hole in his heart, and he has toch regoim sfurim within moments. He can travel in the mixture of all the entertainment and the whatever. The worst that they have to offer. And no one would know. So why are we telling you this? Because we have an opportunity here to prepare for Olam Haba in a way that no generation ever had an opportunity. Never before was an opportunity in the world of Sumei Ra anyway to become this great. And we have to appreciate the greatness of this. Person forgoes. He says, no, lo rotze. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? It's impossible. You have to. Lo hu mevater. I know people that have no shaykhs to any of this. How do you get to the kupat cholim and how do you this? Mr. Dream. Or you live without it. B'kach hu noita mispar rav yoyse shel zeroim. With the marshal we had yesterday, of the investment, of the planting. He's planting. And what's he going to reap? Unbelievable reward in Olam Haba. Even if we're living in a very orphan generation, Yorud v'shefel. How did Chazal describe this generation? Yeshev betzila de glole shel chamoyrei. You're sitting in the shadow of the excrement of a donkey. You don't get more gashmius than that. You don't get more detached and disconnected from reality than when you're in the shade, which means no light, in the waste matter of the chaymrius. Not even in the chaymrius. You're in the waste matter of the chaymrius. And there, says Rabbi Yosef, let him come and I'll live there and I'll become great. But it's not supposed to, because Rav and Ulla said, you remember what? Let him come, but we don't want to be there. We're not sure we're going to be able to handle the story. And the Yosef said, bring it on. We explained Pshat. How do we explain Pshat? In the Aseh Toiv, you're right. You're not gonna get to the levels of the previous generations in the Aseh Toiv. You only be Rabbi Akiva Eiger today. Not so posh. There are some that do, but it's rare. The Hamoin Am today can become great. Every single one of us in the Sumera. And when you say no, that's as big as having written Kiddusha Rabbi Akiva. That's what we learned, remember? Together with us, and we are overwhelmed with nisoinus that come over us. If we will be matzliach to God, our purity and our kedusha, you'll stay faithful, recognizing that you're from the special, unique inner circle troops of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because there are very few of us left. You'll merit an enormous, enormous treasure house in that world, whatever that looks like. Somebody who knows a little bit about business understands there's wonderful investment opportunities in this world today. Ruchnis dikawas. Kola ziva shel tanuk shefel kan. Everything no to unwarranted pleasures in this world. Huzera hamatzmiach perus rabim losid lavo. It's a seed that's going to produce untold orchards of trees in the next world. Every minute you have unbelievable opportunities to acquire Olam Haba. Not so easy in the Oseh Toiv. We can't sit and learn 18 hours a day on a piece of bread and a cup of tea. With all the physical enhancements we have today, to sit and learn even 10 hours is a serious challenge. So are you going to generate the Kedusha that they generated? You're not. You're going to do it in a different way. You're going to do it in Yosef's way. Sumera. Davka sheyudi mukach b'chavilov damikim. When you're surrounded by all these bundles of yisurim, pain, mishenas, u'mitoich isam chabolim v'yisurim, u'mishtad alavad esboire, yeah, he comes and he serves Hashem. Kuzeich l'reva kafula mekupal. Unbelievable chizuk, this. Unbelievable chizuk. A couple of nakudas here that'll help a chazuk this, because we're trying to get practical. If I've told you this before and everyone's heard this, stop me. If one young person hasn't heard it, it's kadat here, it's kadat to chazuk it. This you have to have on your fingertips. It was a bocha that was brought to Rabbi Aaron Leib Zatzal. We had a problem with a certain Aveira. Certain Aveira, they brought him to Rabbi Aaron Leib. Mashkiach, the Rosh Yeshiva, I don't know who brought him in there. Rabbi Aaron Leib asked this bocha, from the time you have the desire to do the Aveira, you do the Aveira, how long does it take? He said, it's immediate. It's immediate. And he's man lachapot. You know what the Aveira was, whatever it was. I get a taiva, I can't hold back, I do it. Rabban Leib said, what I want you to try and do for a week is every time you have a desire to do the Aveira, try and delay it even by 1 second, 2 seconds, just delay it a bit. Ma ze o ze? No, no. Came back a week later, nu echaya, lo itzlachti. Lo itzlachti, I wasn't able to. Says, okay, try again for another week. Another week. Came back a week later, tov, I haven't got all the details, might have been 2 weeks, 3 weeks, lo itzlachti, but anyway. Sof, sof, he came to me and he said, I was able to wait a minute before I did the avodah. Rabbi Adlam said to him, I'm a kani yu yolam haba. I'm a kani yu yolam haba. So the boy said, yeah. I did an Avera, no Yudik Avera, so I waited a minute. So Rabbanu says, I'll prove it to you, I'm a Kani Yulam Abba. I'm not just trying to, you know, what do they call that? There's a word for it, secular, you know, whatever, you know, like, you know, you have to be nasty, you know, it's a new generation, you have to, I'll prove it to you, Pialocha. Person does an Avera. How long in Gehenna does he have to pay for that Avera? How long is Gehenna? 11 months, 12 months. Lou, you three didn't do tshuva. You did a tshuva. Okay, but let's say you didn't do tshuva. Now that's not going to be very pleasant. It's not a very joyful experience, Gehenna. But it ends after 12 months. That minute you held back and didn't do the Aveira, how long is the reward for that? Netzach Netzachim. Netzach Netzachim. So why are you focusing on the 12 months of Gehenna that you did the Avera? Why aren't you focusing on the eternity of the 1 minute you didn't do the Avera? I'm not saying anything. I'm telling you what Rav Aaron Leib said. You're focusing on the fact that I did an Avera. Oi. Run said, I'm focusing on the fact that you just earned eternity with that 1 minute. You don't notice the 1 minute because the Sumei Ra for you doesn't mean that much. What are we learning here? 1 minute of Sumera is eternity of pleasure. You did an Avera, good, not recommending that. Well, it's fine, it's finished in 12 months, you're done with it. And what's left is the 1 minute that you meet Gabed. Now ask yourself a question. How do we look at reality like that? That's how we look at reality? No. You walk around miserable and depressed because I did an Avera, but why don't you focus on the 1 minute you waited? You have to deal with the Avera, we're not saying not. But why does nobody ever focus on the moment of Sumera that is eternal? I heard a story from a certain Magid Shlia. He has a Bocha. Bocha has a terrible situation, whatever. I don't get too many details, but you may know who it is. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. But his father's not around. His mother's no Bidjuk Meyachuz, whatever. And he's struggling, but he's a good Bocha. The Maisa Shohoyon, if there a few weeks. So he came to the Rebbe and he told him he's been watching movies. Watching movies, you know, this kid's got a hard life, 13, 14 years old, Shiva Katana. But he's taken on now Kabbalah, he sees what it's doing to him, it's affecting him, which is amazing that he picked it up. Most people take much longer to realize how much it damages you. But he picked it up really, and he decided he's taking on Kabbalah, he's not watching movies. And praise and bezedekah. Erev Shabbos, Rav gets, I've heard the story from the Rav, he gets a call from his boch. He doesn't know what to do. He came in from yeshiva, he helped his mother pay the kids and get the house, he's the oldest, get the house ready for Shabbos, and tuck, tuck, tuck. And then his mother, because everyone was ready early and whatever, she decided to give him a prize and she put on a video. Rahman and Islam. Yeah, you're so proud of your kids, you throw them out the window. Gevaldik. Brilliant, genius. But that's what she did. That's what people do today. He says, what am I going to do? I have a Kabbalah not to watch movies, but how am I going to withstand that he's right now? Come into the house. So the very clever Rob. He said to him, listen, under the circumstances, that's not called breaking your Kabbalah. You tell the kid, the kid that's in his son, he can't stand by. What are you going to make? You set him up for a failure? You tell him, if you watch, that's not a breach of your Kabbalah. You can't help it. It's mitasek, whatever. It's in the house. You didn't switch it on. It happens to be there. So you watch it. You said it. Say, Lobaya. All of a sudden, you can carry on counting your clean days. It's not a breach of your Kabbalah. Genius, Rav. Genius, Rav. Because you know that he's going to fail. There's no ways he can withstand this. You're going to set him up for a failure. Tell him loads of a sudden. A few minutes before Shkia, the phone rings. Rav, I didn't watch. I went outside. I sat on the Mepeset. I looked at the view, I calmed myself down, I didn't watch. This is a story I heard from this Rav. So I told the Rav, so when are you making a siyum, a big party in the yeshiva? He said, what do you mean? I said, if this kid had phoned you up and said, Rob, I just wrote a perish on Masechta's Brachas, and it's being printed and we're publishing it, what would the yeshiva do? They'd make a big party for the steel, for the same, for a big thing. I said, this kid wrote 1,000 perishim on Tulushas. And I told him the Gemara that we learned with Rabbi Yosef and Nula, and how we learned Pshat. And he said, Taki, you're right. Taki, you're right. You can't do that because you can't. It's a hard thing to publicize. Yeah, but I'm saying, I said, you better go buy him a big, big pheasant. Because what that kid just did, no God will be Israel, to the best of my knowledge, ever had to deal with any soil like that. Maybe they had the only soil, it's a different soil. But there's two men around today in your own home. He didn't find him from Tel Aviv and say, I'm in Tel Aviv and I got any soil. His mother in the dining room. And he didn't watch. I have no way of knowing where this kid's going to be in Gan Eden. And the kid has every excuse. And I'm like, Yosef had every excuse not to sue Meira. This kid has every excuse to watch the movie and have a bit of pleasure, temporary pleasure, whatever. And he did it. That's what we're talking about. So many opportunities today to be really great. And to invest in Olam HaBa in a way that no previous generations had. What's... Sorry?
If you say, no, no, no.
No, you did. No, no, we're not talking about chinuch. Hilchas chinuch is as a sub. No, we're talking about to yourself. Yeah. Over here, we only talk to ourselves.
I think it's better to if you are saying, no, automatically.
But what can I do if Hashem puts you into Nisoyin where the void is Sumerah?
Another place,
okay.
Something more interesting.
That's so that's a Sumerah. You switch off the TV and you go to the best midrash. You give that to Hashem. 1 second. How long have you been here, Reb Shmuel? How long have you been here? How do you do that? You take the remote control and you say to Hashem, I'm giving you this gift. You remember the kid with the cigarettes? You remember the kid with the cigarettes on Shabbos? That's so my wrong. No, not yet, but you're using the asetoy to sumeran. That's what this kid did. He went out of the mepeset and he looked at the view and he thanked it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you can't sit in front of the screen and say, no, that doesn't work. No, practically I've had it. Oh, for sure. No, you don't get into the ring. No. And eventually you'll say yes. But the vote is every second you say no, you have to recognize how great that is. Even if you fall afterwards, have a time set already. Even if you fall afterwards, you have no idea how much you're giving Hashem every second you say no. And that requires a reprogramming because we weren't brought up like that. Forget. I don't answer why questions. Why questions are for going and thinking the Gan Chayot. That's a why question which I can't answer. I deal with reality the way it is. This is the world we live in, and I need tools to deal with the world we live in. Why? How does it come about? All whys in different ways and forms. Anilo metafel the why. That you have to talk to the Lama Yoimura Goyim and Lama Began Chayot. But Anilo, either of them. I'm not Began Chayot and I'm not a Goyim. The Prime Minister wouldn't let the Brisker of learn with a certain group of people because he heard them asking why questions. He told them, Mikrachek, you can only get lost in it. But I'm asking why questions when we're talking about a Kodesh Bowl. Why? Of course, because what you see, that's why. Why did Hashem do this and why did Hashem do why? He's talking about. Hashem has no free. Hashem does what he does because that's what he does. But I have to deal with reality the way it is. That's the beginning of any growth process. What is and what am I supposed to do about the what in my world? What? Not why. But why is that man? No. That is your heel. So now, how are you going to go about dealing with it? No, it's never a public question. We mentioned that right at the beginning. There's rules of engagement in this vibe. Maybe you were here. We never, ever deal with those personal questions here. Process is always a personal, private discussion. Ideal, we can discuss in public. Real, a little bit less. And process, never. How do I go about doing this? I don't know. That we have to sit down and work out a, you know, training program. For sure. Most of the time in this safety, we're dealing with ideal. And then we extrapolate and we try and work out for ourselves the avoider that's necessary for each and every one of us. That's what a vibe is, not. But that's the vote. We have to remember that. There's a kid here down the road, this funny kid, I don't know what his name is. He learns one of these shivas here that pop in the afternoons for coffee and whatever, because the milk's usually finished in the shiva by 10 o'clock in the morning. So they pop in there for milk. I have a cashew with this one boch or whatever. So the other day I see him walking with one of these caffeinated drinks and a cigarette. So I said to him, why are you committing suicide? What do you mean? I said, this and this? Choose one. You can't have both. Choose one. Lord Mama. So I sat him down and I explained to him. He comes to me the next day. He said he's given up smoking. That's his stop. But you want to give up smoking? I'll help you. I stopped smoking after 50 years. I know what it is. And Gehenna Godel to stop smoking. And I spoke to him and I schmoozed him and I told him this idea. I said, every minute you have a desire for a cigarette and you say no, even if you smoke 5 minutes later, then that's achlitzokim. Zikim u'shmatem onon afshosechem, zikim deraisa. Yesterday came to me to say he's 3 days clean. Hopefully you'll see him today, 4 days. You'll see. He'll fail, he'll fall. I was working with an alcoholic once. He was clean for 3 months and he used again. That's not the worst I've seen. I've seen worse than that. Say, found Rav Twersky. He had a question with Rav Twersky. Just put it on the front seat. So yeah, because I've got a lot going on in my car today. So he found Rav Twersky in America. Broken, shattered. Rav Twersky said to him, I don't understand. 3 months you didn't drink. Why are you fighting to complain that you started again? Why aren't we celebrating the 3 months? Why are you focusing on that? You were drinking before and you were drinking then, but you had a 3 month gap. Why aren't we celebrating that 3 months? It's humongous. The mama gave him because we couldn't start it again and again and again. Eventually, so we don't appreciate the falls. You know, the gaps in the Sefer Torah, if they're there, the Sefer Torah is possible as well. You know that? There's gaps in the Sefer Torah. Anybody you know about Hilchos? I'm not too good on it, but I know that the gaps in the Sefer Torah at the end of Parsha or whatever, if those aren't there, the Sefer Torah is possible as well. It's not just the letters are missing. Even if the gaps are missing, it's possible. We have to recognize that those are big events. But we've been so trained into thinking not like that, that we have to undo some great kinnuch. We're not Christians. You have to get rid of all the Christological that you bumped into him yesterday. The first words I ever heard when I walked into yeshiva just before the flood, a while ago, he said to me,
thank you.
It's very hot of a rook turned around to me without even saying good morning. He said, the first thing you want to do if you want to be Matzliach here is get rid of all your Christological concepts. And he was right. Because Judaism has nothing to do with anything you've ever heard before. Nothing. Get rid of your Christian, Buddhist, get rid of all of it and come at this clean, because this is nothing like anything else you've ever seen before.
It seems disingenuous.
I was waiting for you.
It seems disingenuous.
What?
I don't know. Not genuine.
Not genuine. Okay, yeah. Not genuine. Yeah.
Not genuine.
False.
Celebrate for all eternity. They're pushing off for 5-10 seconds. When the guy doesn't have the mirror, like, I'm going to celebrate.
What does Hashem tell you about this event? What does Hashem tell you? That for the Avera. No, for the Avera, you're going to go to Gehenna for 12 months. Or if you don't do tshuva, you can do tshuva and get rid of that. Worst case scenario, Hashem tells you, 12 months. But for the minute you held back, Hashem said, I'm going to give you all eternal pleasure. So then you're right. My thinking and Hashem's thinking are out of sync, correct? What can I do? That's the truth. That is the truth. For the minute that you didn't do the Avera, you're getting eternal pleasure. And for doing the Avera, you're getting 12 months of Gehenna. At worst case scenario. So Hashem's telling you, you know what the same Yetzara when Hashem says, Pisulu Pesach Kachudu Shamachat, Veftechlach Pesach Shalulom, and we say, no, he doesn't want you to just open a pimping, he wants you to actually knock the wall down. Because we don't get it. Adam Arishan didn't get it either. Don't feel bad. If Adam Arishan had understood this, he wouldn't have done the Avail.
Challenge.
We're talking about where you have any strain. Once again, we're not talking about go look for. No, we're talking about in the area where you're struggling, in your Nakuda Sabachiri, in your unique area of Nisayon. If smoking is not your problem, then this is not going to work there. We're talking about where you're struggling. If you're not a kleptomaniac, when you go into the Makolet, you don't get reward for not stealing because you don't have a desire to steal. We're talking about where you do. Your mamas, you're driven, you have a plat, you're burning. We don't understand those Yetzirahs that people have. But when you have your Yetzirah and you battle and struggle with your Yetzirah, every second is eternity. We don't recognize how big eternity is here. We don't recognize that every little thing we do here is eternity. You give a shekel of stocker. Almost effortless, with almost no pain, no loss. You don't even feel it. You just bought eternity. It's a mitzvah, no? Mitzvah stocker is a mitzvah. The reward for the mitzvah is eternity. One shekel, you just bought eternity. Yeah, but.
Okay. One shekel.
It's not one shekel. It's mitzvah stocker. I told it once to a big gvir who was giving $25 checks. I've spoken about him before. There's a lot of the Holocaust survivor. Anyway, I went to see him in a year with like 30, 40 people lined up before me. And I heard he's writing out $25 checks, and I didn't need his $25 because I'm going to change my life that much. So I went with the whole plan to try and get more. You know, while you're sitting waiting, you come up with all the, anyway, whatever. He told me, he pulled up his arm, he showed me his number. He said, listen, Sonny, he's calling me Sonny, you see. This was 25 years ago. He's calling me Sonny, you know. They're collecting for the Ishtiv. And he's calling me Sonny. Mum was the biggest compliment anyone ever gave me. He puts up his arm and shows me his number. He says, listen, kid, you got your problems and I got my problems. You're taking the check or not? So I said to him, I don't really need this check. But I don't know what $25 is worth for you in Olam Haba. I'm going to take it in 5 years of your life. That's what I told him. So I thought, okay, now maybe he'll add on at least 10. $25. Anyway, there's a nice cute end to the story. I have a friend who went into this guy. He actually got a meeting with him in his office. And he went into him to ask for a donation for his new shul that he was building or whatever lozoch had. The whole story, but I'm not going to tell the story. Anyway, he wrote the check for $250. $250. I'm telling this guy the story about the $25. He said, let me tell you what happened to me. The guy's going to check for $250. So he said, $250 is what I came here for. You know, I need a $5 million. I have a $5 million budget. I'm going to get for $250. The guy gets up and he's got all these like folded doors. And these all these cupboards, his office is lined with these cupboards. You know, these doors you roll up? He rolls up every one of them. And inside are checks that have been written. You know, old checks that have come back from the bank and all those. They used to send the checks back. All the sudar with dates and everything. He says, Rabbi, I promise you, you can go through all these checks that I've given. You won't find one bigger than $25. You did very well today. One of those $25 checks is the one he gave me.
Got the zero. Yeah.
He got the zero that I wanted. But you know how much Olam Haba there is in those cupboards? Every $25 check is $25. Now, once again, there's quality and there's quantity. There's a Shem's Cheshbonus about a guy who doesn't have money, gives $25, earns big. This guy who's a multi-billionaire gives $25. I don't know if this is how it works, but it's eternity. It's a piece of eternity. The Aveira is a piece of here for finite. So Hashem's telling you how to look at reality. I love this.